They're not dolls. They're action figures.
It's GRD Sweekly.
Yes, indeed it is. GRD Sweekly, episode 59. Hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hey, missed y'all.
Yeah, Well, we put the S in Sweekly this time.
Yes. We did. It's been a while.
Or the Sweek in Sweekly?
Just the S.
I don't know. Whatever it is, I better make sure I get it right, because sitting over there to me getting ready to be a teacher again, it's the Flinstress.
Back your butt down to detention.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, fine. You can get him ready. Doing God knows what since he's been running wild for 2 weeks. It is the Bruce.
Bruce! One more word out of you, I'm going to smash your mouth.
Wow. Whoa. That's why I'm not a teacher.
You're wreaking havoc.
That's exactly what you do. And I'm too busy to be a teacher. I have other hobbies. I'm Billy Flynn.
I have 2,600 comic books in there.
I do.
Yeah, probably.
You probably do, yeah.
If not more.
Yeah.
Because there's big tubs that you haven't seen.
Oh,
and I
don't
mean
that.
Literal tubs.
Like bathtubs.
Crockett and tubs.
Yeah. Okay. You have stuffed Crockett and tubs full of comic books?
You don't even want to know. So, yes, welcome indeed. We're back. It's been a little bit of a crazy week. We'll be talking about that in a little bit. Yeah, crazy week, sickness and other stuff and blah, 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 blah. So what you need to know, what we need to get to is, what have you been doing geekified this week?
Well, since it's like 2 weeks, it's been pretty fracking geeky around here. We borrowed season one of True Blood from The Vicar and watched that. There were only 13 episodes, so we watched it over
HBO
the span
show.
Of like 3 days. And it was pretty good. I don't know that it's necessarily worth all the hype. I don't think the main vampire guy who's supposed to be sexy is really all that sexy.
Nope.
No, not really. But a lot of naked women, and at least the vampires are gruesome, and it's bloody and it's gory.
They're actually vampires.
Have you seen True Blood at all?
No, I have not.
I will not be giving anything away when I tell you that the greatest moment of this show happens, well, near the end of the season, obviously, but the greatest moment happens when there is a vampire tribunal. There is a magistrate. And I'm like,
nice.
Oh my God, the whole thing, that made the whole thing worthwhile.
Okay.
Other than that, there's nothing wrong with the show. There's
okay.
nothing overtly wrong. I mean, it's a trashy southern soap opera with vampires.
Okay.
So, you know, if you can have that, you can have some fun with it. But like the hype thing that's around it, I was just like, the first episode, I was just kind of waiting to just have my mind just blown.
And yeah,
it wasn't. It was decent enough time. Anna Paquin finally shows her boobs. The hottest woman in the show doesn't. What are you going to do?
Well.
And like, that's the thing, like buying a season of TV on DVD is expensive. So, you know, I was thinking, wow, this is like, you know, something really, really worthy. And it was good, certainly, but definitely glad that we borrowed it.
Well, definitely, you know, definitely see the other ones, but, you know, I'm not going to be buying the show at any
point. So it's not a rent, it's not a buy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good 6.5, 7, you know.
Okay.
You know, it's decent.
Rentable.
Yeah, it's decent.
Some of our summer shows are done. No more I Survived a Japanese Game Show.
No!
But we've got Wipeout that's still around. And mm-hmm. Top Chef Masters finished up. And that was a really good finale. Because I got to just cook their food, like their best possible food. And it was just looked amazing. And then Top Chef Vegas has also started up. So like the new season of Top Chef. And the new season of Project Runway has already started up.
Yeah,
so,
it has.
Yeah, those.
Okay.
I like reality shows where the people are talented.
Yes.
And not only are they talented, but the show doesn't focus at all really on their personal melodramas.
Yeah.
It's
so
all
if there
about
are
the
any
talent.
You don't even know. So
yeah.
That's why, you know, I've started watching the Project Runway with her because we did the Top Chef. She's like, well, it's a lot like Top Chef. And they just focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
On that, it's interesting.
And yeah,
I'm not a fashion guy, but
neither am I. I've
they're
seen
half-dressed
the show before.
Models.
Yeah, I've seen the show before. Yeah,
every episode, even so.
Yeah, and if there two people might have beef with each other, but that's never the focus of what's going on with those shows. So
there's no nothing.
Nothing. Something like that. At all.
Or dating or any. I don't know. It's not Fox.
Oh
so,
my goodness.
Our favorite cartoon is called Phineas and Ferb. So we watched a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
Love some Phineas and Ferb. Been getting what?
Agent Perry. Okay, it's a brilliant show. Their older sister, for this one episode, she gets her first part-time job. She's working at a toy store, and she has to come out wearing the goofy outfit. And the boss is like, she's like, ah, look at you. You're number one. Well, I feel like number two. I mean, there's adult jokes in this kid's show, but it's
really funny.
It's great for everyone. It's fantastic. I love Phineas and Ferb.
I've been setting up for school. School is coming up really soon. I actually have to be back on Monday, and then the September 8th.
She's
got to
spend an hour
school.
Practicing saying,
back your butt down to detention.
Or do you think you got that one mastered by this point?
Yeah, I think I've got it mastered at this
Excellent.
Point.
Excellent.
I found there was this lady who had brought a country CD to the radio station to try to get them to like play some of their songs.
Why?
I'll let you listen to it. It's really, really, really horrible. I'm going to subject the students that get detention
to that.
Make
wow.
them listen to it for an hour after school.
Because torture is not exactly legal. However, this stuff.
She's just inspiring these kids to not want to get detention again.
Exactly. Yes.
So
exactly.
You can play just really loud.
Just play it in my classroom through my speakers and make them, you know, while they're doing their detention, make them listen to it.
Yeah. Do you actually like this music, Mrs.? No, I don't like this
at
all.
Your punishment.
It's not the fact that I don't like it. You hate it.
I'll say two things about that real quick. And if you want to know more, you should talk to me privately because I shouldn't say so much over the air about it. But one, it's the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And two, if you told me ever in my lifetime that I would laugh at a song about missing children, I would have called you a liar. And I would have been wrong.
It's good to know that you were wrong about
yes.
something.
So yeah, it is. It's not even really. There's no chorus.
There's no chorus. There's no chorus to any song.
No,
you sing three or four lines. Well,
if you can't even hum on tune, then you really, really shouldn't be in the
You
business.
Perform wow. three or four lines and then perform the name of the song. I'm not going to exactly call
money,
it singing,
and
but
somebody's okay. trying really, right. really hard.
Good
to,
for you. Make your dreams come true,
whatever,
but don't subject the world
have
to
talent.
It.
Yeah. We've been also still working our way through Buffy and Angel because we can't take those two shows in a huge concentrated dose. So we kind of have to spread them out with like the other
okay.
stuff that we watch.
Right.
You know, over a certain amount of time, it just gets too bad.
And I will say there was an episode of Angel, and for 20, 30 minutes, it was a really damn good episode. And then they did something so incredibly effing stupid that you're like, I'm watching a TV show. Pulls you completely out of it. Because when you run away from monsters that are going to follow you and they know you're in an ambulance, you probably wouldn't park that ambulance where the rest of your innocent, unprotected people are. Especially
probably
with
not.
A guy who's been shot in the back and you don't take him directly to the hospital. You take him here so he can be trapped by the creature. Stupid.
Because they
Bad
had to
thinking.
Have it for the show.
It had to be
because
dramatic.
Because the people needed to attack there.
Right.
But other than that, there was no logical
no
reason
point.
Whatsoever. It was
and
horrible.
It,
and we almost turned the episode off. We almost stopped
that,
watching
that
the show
just
altogether.
Just bad plot point?
Yes.
Horribly bad plot point. But you know, a couple episodes in, you know, and it's like, oh, okay, were you kind of fun again? So we'll see.
Yeah. We watched a movie a couple of days ago called Sex Drive. Have you heard of this little movie?
No.
Sex Drive was a little sex comedy that came out like the end of beginning of last summer.
Familiar.
End of last summer. These
Seth
guys.
Green.
There's
Seth Green
is an
Amish guy. Yeah,
so funny in this. Okay,
yeah, I've heard of this. I have not seen this yet.
Sex
no,
Drive.
No, I know what the internet is. It
is
was just
crazy,
great.
Crazy, funny
really,
movie
pretty funny.
About a guy still a virgin decides his girl's been talking to on the internet. F it. Going to take my brother's car, the big badass car of his.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to roll up there. Going to make it happen. So it's a goofy sex comedy like we used to watch.
Oh
but
yeah.
There's some very very funny moments in it, and there is a heart in the movie that you wouldn't suspect to find.
You wouldn't see that coming. We played a little
Except
more
of course
my,
I told you.
Favorite video game Boom Blocks where you knock some stuff over and we actually played the sequel which has this really cool like slingshot mode so that was really
Ooh.
Fun saw the movie Hancock which,
or if I can say if I can raise a glass for a moment and say in honor of Josh we saw Fist Wiener
there you go
Hancock,
salute
yeah and it was not that great didn't really need what's her name
it's great no I take it back it's really really good for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you know the basic concept of this,
yeah.
you know, and he's
yeah.
going to try to redeem himself. The first moment of redemption that he does,
mm-hmm.
up to that point, it's a fantastic little film and you're having fun with it and can't wait to see where it goes. And then it completely falls apart in like the last half hour. The third
yeah.
act, the most ridiculous, dumbass thing. That has nothing to do with the rest of the movie overall. It's like all of a sudden a completely different movie comes in.
Yeah.
At the end.
I know that they're working on a sequel. I saw it.
Yeah.
That they've got writers and stuff. So
I gave it six pants because there's some really cool scenes in it. And, you know, touched a brother heart there a little bit at the beginning. You know, it was Will Smith acted his heart out at the beginning of this film. And then the last half, part is stupid.
Speaking of stupid.
Yes.
We made the mistake of watching You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Could you rephrase that, please? You made the mistake of suggesting, of actually saying, yeah, let's go ahead and watch that.
That's true.
Thank you.
Because, well, we were visiting a friend who we kind of respect their opinion. And they
until I saw they had the DVD.
They owned the
And
DVD.
I was like, I don't understand.
And I was like, well, maybe there is something redeeming to it. I thought that there were a couple of little funny parts in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's funny for about...
It's funny for 15, 20 minutes.
Right. Until he, you know, comes to America.
When he comes to America to do this, it should
it
be the most hysterical thing ever, and it's not. The beginning starts off as such a wonderful, over-the-top parody of action films from that side.
Yeah.
That it... Crazy funny. Crazy funny. And I'm like, maybe I'm wrong about this. And then, boom, America. And
then just, you were completely right.
So, and I will say that, you know, you might like it. You know, I'm not saying anything against you, Adam Sandler, but I'm just not as fascinated by your cock, apparently, as you are.
Yeah.
Because
well,
this
generally,
movie,
that's
so
how
all
it
my,
happens.
There's so many not funny, just dick jokes about, and I'm like, it was a distraction. And there's a running gag about hummus that has no payoff whatsoever. I don't know. I get, well, I shouldn't. Fine. If you want to show off your big bulge, that's fine.
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
So.
Well, someone who did tell some good dick jokes. We saw some comedians at the Funny Bone.
Okay.
We saw Josh Blue.
Yes.
Are you familiar with him?
Yes, I am. Cerebral palsy and winner of the Last Comic Standing.
He was
2 years
funny.
Ago.
Yeah.
And the opener for him, something Rathbone, John Rathbone.
John Rathbone.
He was actually almost as funny, if not funnier.
That guy had a crazy, really tight set, man.
Really good timing. He's obviously like a pro that's been in the business a long time. So that was really enjoyable. We also went to this little tiny internet cafe sort of that has a room where they do concerts of sort called Net Cruisers down in Lancaster, Virginia.
Okay. No, not familiar.
Yeah, it's really far away. Like Lively, you know, Lively, it's like down
by Lively.
Matter.
Yeah.
Anyway, we saw Shane Cooley, who, you know, is a local guy from the Tappahannock area who's trying to like make it and put out CDs.
He's actually put out a new CD. It's a little 4-song EP called Midnight Oil. It's a great counterpoint to his CD Wipeout that you should go check out at ShaneCooleyMusic.com or CDBaby.com. Just search for Shane Cooley. Thank you.
There's your plug.
He's a friend.
And it was actually a cool little place. They had pretty good food. They had good drinks. And they had an oxygen bar.
Oxygen bar.
Oh.
And that was kind of cool. You put the little thing in your nose and it goes around your ear.
You breathe
kind
oxygen.
Of like, you know, like in the hospital or whatever. But then you breathe oxygen and they had different flavors.
I had cherry flavored oxygen.
Okay.
And like
it's good.
There were different things that went along
if
with
if you don't pay,
them.
You really get fart flavored?
You pay up front.
Oh, okay.
There was no fart flavored one, but it was pretty cool. It had the invigorating one, and I don't know if it was just
woo!
It was just my mentally or whatever, but I
See,
felt invigorated.
I picked what I wanted before I realized that they had the flavors listed, and then below it,
see, I wasn't going to say anything.
They had the descriptions, and so yes, you did. You said invigorating.
Mine was invigorating.
Hers was invigorating.
Uh huh.
Cherry is not invigorating.
No, it is not. No, apparently not. Huh?
No, it's not. So yes. So they also was an open mic there. So I played.
You did, and
I
you rocked. Out,
I broke
and out
I'll
the
guitar.
I'll be putting some pictures up on the forums at geekradiodaily.com of Billy Flynn, the rock star.
I've seen those on Facebook.
Thank you. Oh, see, there's some on Facebook.
Did I put them up? Oh, yeah. Somebody
well,
else put them up.
Other
yeah,
people put
yeah,
them
yeah.
up, too. There was more than just us there. No, really.
I'm sorry. I feel like I've been talking for a really long time, but I only have two more cool things on my list.
Okay.
I had my laser eye surgery since we've last
Yay!
Met.
Yay!
And it was awesome. And it was, you know, not, it didn't take very long to do. And it really wasn't that painful. And the recovery process was smooth. And I can see, I went from 2,400 to 2,015.
20.
That's a remarkable
400?
Difference.
2,400
wow.
to 2,015. Crazy.
That's a lot. That's
no contacts, no
Welcome
glasses, wow. no nothing. So,
me,
awesome.
Who can't handle things near his eyes, was like, I might have to look into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically, I want to try it. You first, hon.
They gave me a Valium. As soon as we finished paying mine off, then we'll
look
at yours.
Yeah. So we, 3 years, it'll be fine.
They gave me a Valium, you know, nice and relaxed, and it was good times.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then we saw a really, really, really good movie that we enjoyed, Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet. I want to see
this. So I won't spoil it or anything, but it was well acted. You know, it's not historically
No, it's
accurate.
It's 100% historically accurate.
Yeah, it's
whatever. So you gotta kind of let that go. I have a friend who's
it's like watching the History Channel. It really is.
That exactly.
But it was fun. It was fun, and you learn a little too. It was a little educational.
Yeah.
How German people, you know, order
See?
Drinks.
Yes,
exactly. So that was a I highly recommend that movie. And unless I've missed anything huge and glaring, that is what I've got for my geeky week.
The
all right. About 2 weeks ago, Wednesday, I went to my local sports bar up here and plays poker.
Yes.
Like I do most Wednesday nights.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most Wednesday nights. This night was a little bit different.
Okay.
I won.
Oh my God.
Yay.
Yeah.
How many people were
so
in
so no
tournament?
One had
45 players.
No nice. One had pocket sixes?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Wow, good.
At least
good.
If they did, they folded them.
Awesome.
There was 45 players in this game. It lasted just over 3 hours.
Yeah.
The blinds started about 100 and 200.
Okay.
They ended up at 80,000 and 160,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much money did you start off with?
8,500.
Okay. That's the average, not including the bonus, because I don't care about the bonus.
Yeah, that's what we start off with.
Okay, cool.
Start off with 8,500.
All right. That's not bad. 100, 200, 8,500. Okay.
Yeah. I got, let's see, a $25 gift certificate to the bar and
Sweet.
An automatic seat to the monthly finals, which are going to be held there in like 3 or 4 weeks, something like that. And if I win that,
I
get a 42-inch HD TV.
Dude.
Wow.
That's not too bad.
That's not too shabby
at all.
That's
not too bad at all. And there's going to be about 120 people playing the finals.
I'll have to see what time they're coming down next week. Because, you know, Cell Guru, he'd like to play in that, I think.
He would.
We should. All right, we'll have to see.
All right, let's see. The following the following day was Thursday.
Yeah.
And I played soccer for the first time in like 5-6 years.
Like with a team or just kind of a pickup game?
It was a pickup game.
Mm-hmm. Did people have pictures of you or something?
No.
Okay.
No. It was just a little pickup game of soccer we played. I played for probably 45 minutes, longer than I wanted to play for.
So he played for 47 minutes.
I played for 47. I actually played for about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Was it co-ed or just guys?
Yeah, it was co-ed. Co-ed, young kids and older adults. And they were just playing and having a grand old time. And I realized, hey, wait, what time is it? Oh, it's an hour and a half later. Yeah, I had a little bit of an injury afterwards. I think overplayed.
I'm sure, yeah.
A little played over a little, overplayed.
Soccer can sneak up on
Go
you.
Go to bed,
it
old
really
man.
Can.
Yeah, yeah. It snuck up on me really
that
quickly.
That poor man desperately needs help.
You have to let me know next time you play because I love soccer.
Sure, no problem at all. I'll let you know. They're usually Thursday nights. So, I played X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Okay. Yeah. Isn't that badass?
That is a really, really good game.
It's
I played
icky.
It for the 360. It's a very good game. It's very interesting gameplay because not only are you playing as Wolverine,
yes.
but sometimes you play from an extreme third-person view.
Yes. Sometimes you do.
Really, really weird.
That's a very like, nice way to say that.
A good bit of fighting. There's some puzzle solving thrown in for good measure. I'm going to give it 8.5 pants. It's a good game.
I think that's what I gave it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's and just shredding people. Just
shredding them.
Oh, my God.
I actually finished the game completely. I actually played the three bonus games that they had with it as well, where you play Wolverine versus Wolverine, getting different costumes.
Which costumes do you like best?
I can't tell you.
I love that the yellow one. I love that all of them, first off, look like they're real. It doesn't look goofy. It looks real for that world.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the yellow and blue. The fact that you can just cover that with blood. The game is fantastic.
Great. I played the demo for Arkham Asylum. I know it's out now, but I played the demo for it.
Okay.
It's a great game from what I can tell. I have not read a review that has been under 9 stars.
Okay.
I'm going to give it 8.5 pants just because of it's a demo.
Wow.
And it's short.
Okay.
And I want to play. I'll
give
it
How many times in a row did you play the demo?
Twice.
Nice.
I played it twice. The
did
Decima Bug stuff.
Riddler?
No, I didn't look for it.
I mean,
I saw the question mark. I'm like, oh, there's something there. I'll come back to that later. And never came back to it. But I'm waiting for Dragon Con to be over and done with so I can actually get the game.
Nice.
Okay.
I understand that.
I introduced my wife to Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
Excellent.
It's the first time she's ever seen the entire
Laundry
thing.
I know. Talking about that this morning.
Yeah, that's actually why we did it. We saw it.
Laundry day. See you there. Under things. Tumbling.
Oh, God, yes.
It was great. That's the reason I actually was like, you haven't seen this yet, have you? All showed all three episodes in a row. It was really cool.
Seen karaoke. The day karaoke has that. Doing laundry day.
speaking of stuff I've seen on the internet,
yes.
I saw the latest installment.
Don't tell me Two Girls, One Cup. I don't want to know.
No. Oh, God, no. Oh, no. I saw the latest episode, latest installment of I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC.
Oh, yeah.
With, it's from some
Green Lantern and Deadpool?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a really
That's
funny
wildly
one.
That's wildly inappropriate.
That's what that was.
That was hilarious. That's probably one of the best ones I've seen. It's from, it's just some random guy. You can find him on YouTube. He has his own webpage as well.
That's his actual name.
Just some random guy. That's what he refers to as. Himself as. I saw a new video for Weird Al. It's CNR or Charles Nelson Reilly.
I have not seen that one yet.
It is.
Last one I saw was Craigslist. Okay.
Flippin' hilarious. It's one of those.
I love Charles Nelson Reilly.
It's a takeoff of everything like Chuck Norris can do. Chuck Norris, can cure his tears can cure cancer, but
he
never
cries. Oh, but Charles Nelson Reilly can do?
But not that, no. Oh. He does all the different things.
Okay.
It's just absolutely bleeding hilarious. The animation is done by Jib Jab. You've seen their stuff before as well. Let's see. Past 2 weeks, I've seen Defying Gravity. I've watched both new episodes. That is really a good show.
Like, there's, four sitting on the DVR now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to start investing in that or get rid of it. Because
it is consistently a very good show.
Well, True Blood came along, so.
Oh, yeah, well, now that you don't have that anymore, you can start watching.
Well, I've got season two, some episodes people have.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
So.
There is
on their DVR. They handed me their VCR.
They handed
me using. I'm using VHS tapes to watch True Blood season 2 since I don't. I can't legally get it anywhere.
Right, that would be the only way you could possibly.
That's the only possible way.
Yeah, only way. I'm not going to get into the details because you have not seen the show yet, but
Thank
it
you.
Is consistently a very good show.
Well then,
I've seen Penn and Teller's BS.
Right,
and the other show that I've seen recently is Wolverine and the X-Men.
Okay,
it's probably one of the best incarnations of the franchise that I've seen.
Wow.
It is not a kiddie show, but it's not overly graphic. It is aimed for the teenage audience, but it's the higher-end teenage audience.
The high teenage audience.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah. It's the higher-end, not the 12 and 13.
That's why Telly says, always bring a towel.
It's not like the 10, 13-year-olds. It's more for 17, right. 18.
Okay. We got what you were saying. We're just making fun of me.
Yeah. I know that. That's why I'm so...
Moving on.
So... that's been pretty much my geeky week. Other than, let's see, I've been working out, doing some woodworking stuff, healing from an injury, and I have a job interview tomorrow.
Woo!
Yay!
Tomorrow afternoon. So.
Tomorrow afternoon. But hope I get it. But other than that, that's been my geeky 2 weeks.
Sweet. Some movies that you forgot that we saw.
I left you some on purpose.
Oh, did you? So you left I Love You Man on purpose?
No!
How could you forget I Love You Man?
That was really funny.
Paul Rudd, Jason Segel.
Bang on my bass.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass.
I slap at the bass, man.
Slapping the bass.
Slapping the bass. You'll have a great time slapping the bass with I Love You Man. Romantic comedy from the guy's point of view. It's a bromance.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. It's a bromance. And very, very funny. I'm, what, 7.5, 8? I'm going to somewhere around there.
Say about an 8, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very cool little movie, and I really enjoyed it. And it went places I didn't realize it was going to go, and it's just a damn fine time.
And it's, you know, it's awkward, and then sometimes it's a little too awkward, and then it just comes right back, and it's Paul Rudd is a genius.
And one of the things that makes a romantic comedy of any style good is it's honest with both sexes.
Okay, good.
And there's a wonderful little moment, you know, where she's got her speakerphone on and her friends are on conference call and they start just blabbing about stuff that she told about their sex life from way back when. And then later there's the, you told him that? Well, you told them. So we had some honest little moments.
Okay,
and,
good.
There's good stuff in there. You'll really, really like it. And you'll have fun. Slap
in
the
your
face.
Face.
In your face is
you
worth the
that.
Whole movie.
It was worth the entire movie.
John Favreau is the next door neighbor, so he cameos. It's good stuff. Also, really we funny. Saw Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Yes, which I didn't think I was going to like because I didn't quite understand what it was, but it was pretty awesome.
So you could try to explain it to people because everyone just gets this glassy eye thing when I try to do it.
Okay. It's like a mockumentary of like a serial killer, like in the style of Jason and Freddy, like in a universe where Jason and Freddy are real, they really happened. And then this mockumentary is like following the guy through the planning stages of his big, bad massacre of all these people. And they go with them to the massacre.
So the documentary filmmakers are going with them.
When the documentary crew is filming, it's a documentary. And when it's not, it's a horror movie.
So, like, they'll be like, here's how I set up the scare the girl who takes out the trash moment.
And then
you see the scare the girl taking out the trash moment.
When I'm planning the evidence so she finds to go look up in the microfiche and find out this whole big secret.
Right, really
And then
brilliant.
We see the scene. It's
so if you're a fan of slasher flicks and you liked the way, like, Scream and some of these other movies are kind of, you know, like the rules of these kinds of movies.
It's brilliant.
It
really is a brilliant movie.
So what is this called again?
It's called Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Okay.
No relation.
No relation at all. Because no one ever winks at the camera.
So it never breaks the fourth wall. Never,
at all. And
it takes itself seriously.
It's brilliant for that.
Okay.
Moving on, some comic books. Astro Boy, the movie prequel number 3. I'm just finishing it just because I'm going to finish it because I'm going to see the movie. Obviously, I'm going to see the movie because just looks beautiful. But it's a little goofy. But then again, it's Astro Boy, so what do you want? Batman Confidential number 32 features the KG Beast. So Batman running around in Russia, that's always a fun time. Captain America Reborn, issue 2. So Norman Osborn wants to put the Red Skull's mind into Captain America's body, into Cap, but Cap is stuck in time, and he can't change time. He's just floating. He's basically doing Slaughterhouse 5. He's floating into different points of his own.
It was amazing when you were doing that. You actually sounded like William Shatner singing.
A little bit.
Because I'm just so
walking through time.
I'm so confused by this. Not that, I mean, I see what they're doing and everything, but I'm like, really? You did all this so Cap is stuck in time? Fine. So death means nothing. Absolutely nothing in comics anymore. I mean, okay, fine. It never did. It never did.
Never
fine.
Will.
But what? I mean, the death of Captain Marvel in Marvel Comics was that was touching. That was a beautiful moment. When Aunt May died before they brought her back.
Yeah.
That was a sweet moment standing on top of the building with Peter just looking out going, what's it like? What's what like? You know. Swinging out between all these, but what are you talking about? Come on, Peter. Of course I knew, but I had to not, you know, she had to distance herself. It was a sweet moment, and all these things are just ruined. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fine, I'm an old man. Star Trek Alien Spotlight. Q. Set shortly after first contact, Q takes over Picard's body to see what being human is like without anybody knowing that he's involved. His thing being he's tried that a couple times, but everybody always knew him as him, so he never got a real chance. So no one knew that he had Picard's body. And wow. he just acted as a human for, you know, tried to solve something as Picard. A human. And of course, doesn't because he's just not that cool.
Is Picard anywhere involved? I mean, is Picard's consciousness anywhere involved?
Picard is still inside watching what is going on and can offer suggestions.
Okay. So, all right, that makes it. So, no, yeah. All right.
It's a pretty cool story. Blackest Night 2. I'm really liking Blackest Night.
This is the zombies?
This is the zombies. This is more like the original Marvel Zombies, where this is not being played for laughs, or at least not strictly played for laughs. This is an interesting concept of the dead superheroes and villains just rising up and people having to come to terms with, oh my God, not only am I fighting my friend, I'm fighting my dead zombie friend. Ah!
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
That would be a mind...
So then, and since everyone's going to have their own spinoff, it's Batman Blackest Night, number 1 of 3. I like that one. That one's kind of decent, but everyone's going to get their own little version of this, and it's kind of goofy because in Superman's Blackest Night, he's back, even though he's at New Krypton, and there's a very forced explanation as to why he's back, so it's goofy. But the Batman one, Dick Grayson is Batman now.
Yeah.
Well, you know who popped up for him? His parents. Zombified versions of his parents. And Damian as Robin now?
Uh-huh.
For him to see all the... Oh my God, Batman and Robin are actually cool now. Batman and Robin are actually cool now.
Wow. It's just,
you'll like it. You should read that. I changed the fan on the laptop. That's why it's not going.
Whose idea was it?
That was your idea.
Hey,
because we had this other one where like the hard drive died, and I was like, but the fan probably still works. You should switch the fan.
Brilliant, sir. Brilliant.
Exactly. So for some video game action, Halo Wars. Played some Halo Wars. Fantastic time. Halo Wars is just tremendous.
I played it before. That's a pretty good game.
Over on Nintendo, played some Bully. This is the one from Rockstar.
Okay,
they
yeah.
did, where you're
one.
A kid at Bullworth Academy, and you know Jack Thompson got his panties in a bunch because, oh, look, you're playing a bully, and you're going to... And he said all this crap before the game ever came out, and he's stupid because you're actually the one person who's not a bully in the game, trying to get away with stuff. It's fun. Oh, yeah.
Not that
and,
you don't ever fight anybody. You do, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get into fights and stuff, and you pull pranks or whatever, but you're not a jackass.
Yeah, you're not
you
being,
know, you help
you're
other
not
people
being the instigator
and whatnot
for evil.
Let's see. Let's just go ahead and cut to it. I have Batman Arkham Asylum because I do these little surveys online that you trade in for gift cards to GameStop, and I traded in some games which had a 25% bonus credit if you were trading it for Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So what, $3?
$4, yeah.
$4 for me to have Batman Arkham Asylum. Greatest comic book game ever.
Wow.
Just that simple.
You are Batman.
As much as you love that demo,
uh-huh.
What you saw, those two stages really that you played,
yeah.
are probably 30 minutes apart gameplay-wise.
Really?
In the actual game. So much other things happen, and yes, unlike games where you've played Batman, this time you are Batman.
Yeah.
It's not just like a Batman sprite. It's not just somebody colored as Batman fighting and doing. You're a detective.
You have to do the fighting. I'm sure the fighting, the free flow combat they're talking about.
Yeah.
How much of a combo have you racked up so far? Smacking
no
people
idea.
Around. Because the beautiful thing about this, it's a very simple. It's one button for combat, which sounds like it would be a button masher, and you can if you want to do it that way. It is the perfect. The perfect example of something that's easy to learn and hard to master, because whatever direction you point Batman at, Batman's basically, I mean, come on, look at all the fighting styles he knows.
Yeah.
You're already playing as Batman. Batman knows what he's doing. So based upon the enemies that are there and where you point in the direction that you're punching, he'll make up how he does it because he's Batman. You can unlock different moves and stuff later. But if you do that right, you can stand there with like four people standing around you, smack every one of them without ever missing one punch, just all continuous hits, because you saw it was beautiful. I knocked these two guys down. I had this third one. I came back to the left, punch, backflipped and kicked the guy behind me, and then continued to kick his ass. And that's not even all the stuff like striking from the shadows and dropping down from the gargoyle.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Pulling people, you're on a ledge and someone comes walking by a stair, the little plankway thing, and you just come up over the ledge, blam! And oh my God, watching these guys get scared and freak out because the Detective Vision shows that.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a non-geeky friend utter the ultimate blasphemy though, because she was watching that level with the gargoyles.
Yes,
and she said, "Don't you have a gun?
Yes, don't you have a gun?
You need to leave."
You don't know Batman.
So, yeah, I couldn't believe that.
I was, that's how I knew that I was geeky. Because I was like,
And
I just about lost it. I was like,
blasphemy.
What are you talking about?
Presentation itself, it is beautiful.
Gorgeous. It's
you know, there's an orchestra playing, you know, the music.
Mm-hmm.
And the brilliance of having Kevin Conroy, Mark Hamill, and Arlene playing, doing Harley Quinn's voice. It's all the voices from the cartoon.
Yeah.
It looks a little more adult.
Yeah, it does, because especially Harley Quinn's new costume.
Oh, that's the greatest costume ever.
Oh, I'm waiting to see that in about, what, 2 weeks?
Yes. God, yes, I better. Oh. I effing better be seeing that. So, yeah, that's, dude, 9.5. It's almost a perfect game. There's obviously little problems. There's pixelations in places, and sometimes Batman runs a little slow and goofy. It looks a little weird in places.
And one time it didn't save when you wanted it to save.
Yeah, one time it didn't save like it's supposed to. But son of a bitch. But you.
Otherwise, it's gorgeous. It's amazing.
As great as Wolverine was, is trying to make it like you were actually Wolverine.
Yeah.
This is Batman.
Uh-huh.
And you go ahead. You run into the room with the three guys with machine guns and watch your ass get shot to death. You don't have a healing power.
No, you don't.
So yeah,
because you don't have superpowers.
So stick to the shadows. That's exactly it. And I think that, wow, yes indeed, that is going to be what we call my geeky week right there.
I have an announcement that I would like to make.
Yes we do. We've got some news for you. Dragon Con's coming up, obviously.
Yes it is. It's, 8 days from when we're taping?
Yes it is. It's 8 days from when we're taping. So here's some things that you need to know. Whether you're going to be there or not, you need to make sure that over on Twitter you are following Geek Radio Daily, all one word. Geek Radio Daily, because while we are at Dragon Con, we don't know exactly when or where, because we have to figure out the best times.
Mm-hmm.
We will send out on Twitter, hey, we're about to do the show, and we are going to do the long-vaunted Ask the GRD Crew episode.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been some people that have posted questions in the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com, but just in case you did, and maybe you want to ask a different one, or you didn't send one at all, this will be your chance, because we will have a phone set up with Twitter. We will be grabbing questions on the fly as you post them. We'll let everybody know when we're done, so you don't spend the rest of the evening bugging my phone, making my phone go crazy.
And even if you don't have a smartphone that has like the Twitter app, you can still have it sending you text message updates.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you have a plan that has text messaging, you can still be in on our updates.
So yeah, that'll work just fine for you. We'll put out a shout out to where it is. Maybe we can get a restaurant. Maybe we'll just have to be somebody's room.
Yeah.
If you want to come by and hang out, by all means. If you're wearing the new Harley Quinn costume,
you're in
the front of the line.
You're in the front of the line.
Yes,
you can ask whatever
indeed.
You want.
And the pub crawl is coming up.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's coming up November 14th.
14th.
There
yes.
you go. See, I knew that this time I wrote it down. So
yeah,
I
good
could
job.
Be like, because then we don't want us to forget that. That is the second Saturday in November? Should be.
Something like that.
It's not the third. Shouldn't be
it's
the third.
Second
Saturday.
Really
Whatever. It's November 14th.
Yeah,
it's just that simple.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
that simple. We will. Do we have our starting point picked out?
Not as of yet. At least I
we
don't
will get
them.
A starting point picked out. We're going to end up down near Mars, obviously.
Obviously.
I can't imagine why. We'll get the starting point exactly. You know, we'll put all that. That'll be there on the fine forums at geekradiodaily.com. Of course, you'll hear more about it here because, well, we have a couple of months on that. We have some time.
Yeah, we got a little time. We'll be putting out another show.
We should probably also point out that next week we're. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, there'll be an actual Geek Radio Daily show. Thursday and Friday, no, that's Dragon Con. And of course, Monday is Labor Day. We don't do holiday shows. So this is the last weekly till Dragon Con, and Wednesday is the last daily show until Tuesday after, and I've confused us all, and I don't really care any.
We'll tell you again anyway, so it's okay.
Exactly.
Just keep listening.
Yes, won't you please?
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
So we got some mail.
Do we now?
We do.
We have mail.
Quite a bit of mail, so we should probably get right ahead to that. Hey, what's up, Doctor?
Hey, guys, it's Jonathan.
Is it?
Just finished listening to your GRD Weekly from last week, and basically the Bruce was talking about playing dodgeball and all that. And I wanted to let you know that when I was in high school, or when we did weight training, I did all 4 years, like lifting weight, training, stuff like that. Well, once a week, the coach would let us do basketball or dodgeball, but with dodgeball, we didn't use those big balls that he
big
was
balls.
Talking about, the little foam ones. We use half-deflated volleyballs.
Ah.
And you want to talk about getting bruises and stuff. Man, those things hurt with you threw them hard enough. And, man, half the class walked away with bruises after the first game and everything. So.
And you played again next week.
We played for keeps. And so just wanted to let you guys know.
Like a badge of honor. Spalding backwards.
I don't know if I missed this or not, but didn't know if you guys ever talked about G.I. Joe. I don't know if I missed it or not in one of your other shows, but I want to say I love G.I. Joe, Douglas E. again, and what's your take on it?
The movie? If it's the G.I. Joe movie, it's easy. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to see it. I would have seen it had I not seen Transformers 2. Transformers 2, I'm done. I'm done for this summer anyway. I'm done with the big, dumb, stupid movie.
I want to see it when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, ditto. I
would rather have seen G.I. Joe than have saw Transformers 2. Mm. So I can say that for you. So
okay.
Come on. We want to see Storm Shadow.
We do.
And we want to see Snake Eyes fight.
In the fight. Oh,
we,
yeah.
We absolutely want to see that. Darren's weighing in here.
Hey, GRD crew. This is Darren again. I know it's been a few weeks. Sorry about that.
Sorry,
been distracted. I had to call in. I've just been listening to the Toy Pitch episode. I forget the number. My fault.
58.
And I had to respond to the Entertainment Weekly. I believe it was Jonathan Birmingham. My bad if it wasn't. But I had to respond to that because I'll admit it. Wow, Twilight. Working at a major retail chain, yes, I'm kind of surrounded by it. But what really drove me nuts, not even sticking with the characters, they did the top 20, vampires in that Entertainment Weekly episode. And I'm a humongous fan of the Anita Blake Vampire Hunter series. I believe the Vicar reads the comics, but you all should read the books. They are wonderful books. But Edward Cullen beat the 800-year-old badass could make any girl quiver in her chair that is the master of the city, Jean-Claude, from the Anita Blake series.
Oh, really?
Entertainment Weekly is now dead to me. I will never pick up an issue, and maybe this is an extreme. But also, I noticed when they were interviewing all the various genre authors, they gave Stephanie Meyer 2 pages. They gave Anne Rice, if I read it correctly, about a page. They gave Laurel K. Hamilton, who I believe, again, is very worthy as Anne Rice and anybody else, they gave her maybe half a page.
Wow.
Really? Okay. I'll admit, maybe I'm overreacting, but no. Stephanie Meyer, 2 pages. Really? Out of people who have been doing it far longer.
And better.
Sorry. A little geek rage there. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, but you think like an entertainment magazine is all going to be about like what's hot right now.
Yeah,
you
know, that's the only reason.
If there was any other kind of source, I don't know who would really be the expert.
Something a little more
non-biased. Maybe something
non-biased.
Like literature related. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm not surprised that happened.
I'd like to be, but wow. When she was getting their procedure done for the laser eye surgery, that issue was there.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to read it because it did say on the cover that, great vampires and movies. And I knew that his dumb ass was going to be probably way, 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 way up there. And yes. But hey.
Moving on.
I can always laugh and think about the Twilight sex toy. There you go.
Yeah.
Sparkles and, too. And this is not a segue that I meant to make, but Jonathan's mom.
Hey guys, it's Jonathan from Birmingham. Wanted to let you know that my aunt's movie, Road Trip Beer Pong, has come out. And I just went to Blockbuster to rent it, and
the
guy
now.
At Blockbuster said that he's seen it already and he loves it. It's funny as can be, better than the first one. Figured I'd let you guys know so you guys can go out and get it and rent it or buy it or whatever. She plays Mother Hartman. Is her character name. So go out, get the unrated version, and hope you guys enjoy. Bye.
So you might remember a bit ago, Jonathan told us his aunt was going to be in a movie, and apparently that movie is Road Trip Beer Pong, and it's out now.
Wow.
And the guy at Blockbuster said it's better than the first one. I'm gonna call now shenanigans. I bet that's a highly suspect statement, because Road Trip is a very, very good movie. Very funny.
It
but
had parts that were funny, yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's a good movie all the way around. All the way around.
All right, okay.
Anyway, so yeah, but we'll have to check this out so we can see Jonathan's aunt in beer pong. Okay. Next,
topless.
Here, see, when he kept saying, what he's like, so get the unrated. Yeah, get the unrated. I'm like,
topless.
Dude, what are you saying here?
Oh my God, that's kind of gross.
Not really.
And now someone responding to the fact that you saw part of the Golden Compass. Hello, you?
Yes. Yes. I'm listening.
All right.
The film adaptation of the Golden Compass is an abomination.
There you go.
It did seem pretty horrible, and I hadn't even read the book. It made me want to read the book so I could know something actually good.
Okay. I'm not sure who that was. It kind of sounded like Cliffy.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't want to see the Warrior... Warrior Zombies. No, I want to see Warrior Zombies.
That'd be cool.
Warrior Polar Bear Zombies would be awesome.
Hey, guys, it's Indigo, just calling. I didn't see District 9 yet, want to.
God!
But
yes,
I did too. Thanks to a friend, the trailer that premiered before it for Zombieland, which looks amazing. I haven't been that excited for this excited for a zombie movie since Shaun of the Dead, because comedy horror is, when done right, very exciting, and I'm looking forward to that a lot, if only because seeing Woody Harrelson hand it to a bunch of dead zombies is amazing. And that reminds me that I never did get to see Fido either, which I don't know why. Never happened. That's completely unrelated, but still, it's good to see another
fun
zombie movie coming to theaters.
Same
anyway,
Titanic. Yeah, that'd be completely
unrelated. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Cool. Yeah. Hi. First off, Indigo, go see Fido. You'll really enjoy it. Zombieland is going to be a damn fine time.
Good.
It really is.
Good.
And so is District 9 if I ever get my lazy. Okay. Oh, hey.
We ever get the money to go see it. Yeah.
It's Dragon Con coming up. Come on.
Comments on your special effects show.
How long ago was that?
Oh. Two?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Pay attention. A couple comments on your special effects show. I was with you for most of it. I was into special effects. Like, Stan Winston changed my world as a kid when I started realizing what he had done and the stuff he had worked on and watching, you know. Like, I remember I was excited for Terminator 2 merely because of Stan Winston and knowing his work and, like, being like, oh, that guy's incredible.
True.
So right on. One thing, I don't know if you've seen Forrest Gump recently. Those effects are very, very dated. And especially considering they're post, you know, a lot of other great movies.
I guess at the time,
like,
I thought it was good.
I think Forrest Gump shouldn't have been anywhere near your list. I mean, it was amazing at the time, but it's one that doesn't hold up, where something like Terminator 2 does hold up. And, you know, that's one other comment. What was it? I don't know. I'll call back maybe.
Thanks, Jabba.
Yeah.
He sounded really sober.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, he kind of did. That's one reason to play that. You know, when we made our list of movies, I don't think that I really thought of Forrest Gump. I mean, there's the really cool, you know, they digitally erase Lieutenant Dan's leg, which was sort of newish then.
It was.
I don't know. It has been a while since I've seen it, so I don't know. I'd have to watch that again to see. And now here's somebody with a suggestion for the show.
Hey, guys. Seriously, guys. Quit talking over the voicemail.
Apparently, we did it too much for a while there. I think we've been particularly good this evening with just keeping it very small comments and not completely talking over it. Although, I want to play that one again. And
exactly.
Talk
about it, I was going to say the same thing. Play it over again.
No, we have more suggestions.
Flynn, when you read off your idea for the Mask movie, I have to say I'm a little disappointed. There was no mention. Aren't you going to cast either Jamie Kennedy or Eric Stoltz in the Mask movie?
No, sir. I don't care if you are the patron saint of this program. I will not go so far as to make cheap puns in my toy pitch movie, the one that I have James Gandolfini in. You know, and Jake Lloyd. You know,
yeah,
and De Niro, if I remember right. So bridging the gap of great acting, Gandolfini, Lloyd, De Niro.
Yeah. That's a gap there.
It's one that needs to be crossed, that's for
Hit
damn
the
sure.
Nose.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, GRD crew. This is Thomas in Savannah, also known as Thomas H. on the forums, although I haven't been on in a very, very long time.
Shame on you.
I just wanted to give a call. Billy Flynn just mentioned on GRD's Weekly, I think it was number 57 or 58, when Anna called about reading the Star Trek comics, he mentioned Mouse, M-A-U-S. And I got to say, Billy, you are right on it. That is just one of the best graphic novels, and then it continues on with Mouse 2. Two of the best graphic novels I have ever read. Definitely right up there with anything Alan Moore has done, or any of the other Neil Gaiman, or any of the best. It's a wonderful allegory of world wars, and how people are affected in their general lives. Just really touching stories. So I had to agree with you. And I got to say, you know, nod to you, Flintstress, and God bless you for being a teacher. It was a teacher who brought those graphic novels to my attention. It wasn't until college, but, you know, and I don't agree with many college professors. They tend to be a lot more left than I am. But this was one case where I was so grateful to be introduced to such wonderful writing and a wonderful account of history. even if it was, you know, just in the form of a graphic novel. In fact, that's even a better way to present history to me, just because I'm not a big history buff. It's in a classroom setting. So a graphic novel is just an awesome way to present it to me. I've never forgotten it. I still own my copies of them. And it's just one of those few things that I had to buy in college that I was really grateful for. Thanks, GRD. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to the next show.
Aww.
That was sweet.
Somebody likes us. Really likes us.
Mouse is a fantastic read. Yeah. Oh, my God, is it good. So, anyone wondering where to start? Start there. Have your heart completely broken and crushed. And then go read something happy. That'll do well. Moving on. This is definitely the Doctor.
Hey, guys. This is Adam, a.k.a. the Doctor.
Told you.
Yeah. I just wanted to call and leave a message for the guys over at Screen Geeks, because I know they listen to this, to leave my condolences for the loss of their member, Josh Green. I enjoyed listening to your show, and he will be missed. Take care, guys.
Let's go ahead and let's talk about this for a moment. So last week, that wonderful morning when you came by to do the Daily Show, and I was totally sick.
Yes.
I was so incredibly sick. It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A day and a half later, I was much, much, much better. And we were going to do a show.
Yes.
And I've known, you know, the whole thing with Josh. Josh was in the hospital for a bit, and it wasn't looking good. And on the day we were going to do the show, I got the call from Dex that I was like, okay, I cannot, I don't feel like doing dick jokes tonight.
Exactly. Billy called me up and went, you know, I don't have it today. I can't do it. I can't make jokes about this after the news I have just heard. And we were both a complete we just went, okay, yeah, no
so,
kidding.
So yeah, my moment here is that for those of you that didn't listen to Screen Geeks, you know, they're there. You can go back, you can still listen to them, and they're going to have a new show coming out, which they're going to have a memorial show for Josh come out. And we're going to celebrate him in the good Irish tradition, I would say.
Yeah, and getting drunk.
Well, at least one of them.
Yeah.
Dex can. The rest of them don't really drink, and that's just so weird. But anyway, you should go, because Josh, it was fun listening to Josh, because Josh, the younger of everyone, much like me, big, huge, you know, slasher fan.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the movies that him and his mother saw together is incredibly funny. Some of the movies that she took him to, kind of like my mom took me to slasher flicks, which people think is weird, but it, you know, fun.
Yeah.
So, and Josh is getting more in, was getting more into film, and perfect example of the way society is nowadays. Never met Josh. I never met Josh. Starfest, he ended up, he couldn't go. We, ha ha ha, we'll see you next year. We always do crap like that. You know, you'd talk to see him on Twitter, see him on Facebook, leave a message. The most we really conversed, really, was when he would respond to my emails on their show. So it's weird, you know, how much, even that little bit, how much someone can be a part of your life like that. And Josh, absolutely going to miss you. And I know that once we get to a point like that, you're like, how the hell do we segue out of this?
Well, before saying anything else like that, the podcasting community, we've been told we are very, very, a very tight family, because not a lot of people do this a lot and well.
No. Yeah, true, okay. True.
Some people do it, not a lot do it well. And getting to know people from different shows, you know, you listen to them, they become part of your family, just like we are for some of our listeners. They want to know what we're doing every day. You know, I get people like Sam calls, you know, who text me every day, and just it's a part of the family.
Yeah.
And something like that.
So,
you know,
this October, we're all going to go see the new Saw movie, because that's what Josh would be doing. And we're all going to go. I know Dex and the guys, they've said they're going. We're all going to go. Well, we're going to pick a date. Let's all go watch. So we're all going to go watch Saw with Josh
honor.
And Spirit. Abso-goddamn-lutely. Absolutely, because that's the kind of thing we do. So, we do have a topic tonight, and that topic is action figures. We will be talking about that. But first, we need to be on more of a positive note. So the best way to do that, let's bring back Joppa.
I just slammed my finger on a door.
Whoa, not like that.
I just slammed my finger on a door.
Better.
Kids don't drink. Shut doors.
Keep all doors open.
Good advice.
Ow. Anonymity. That's a word I can almost never say, that anonymity. It's a very difficult word to say.
Sobriety.
I was thinking, Fletcher should do a geeky show on words. Like, I love words. Contrary to what my vocabulary probably comes across as. Today I used acumen in a sentence, and it was fun. Except for there's always that weird period where you can tell other people don't understand the word you used. There's an awkwardness of should you elucidate for them, or do you wait for them to say something or whatnot. But anyway, you could do a whole geeky show about how geeky words that are fun to use, and a lot of stuff that comes from sci-fi that has entered our lexicon.
That's right.
Yeah, lexicon.
Or
so,
vernacular.
Ooh.
Word geeks, what? Or that's a great idea, Java.
Or your diction.
Well, yeah. Diction is more like the way you say the words is not really
it's,
your
it's how your mouth forms around
words.
It, Bruce. That's really what forms your diction. It is. What?
Trust you to take it there.
I did. Oh, fine. Okay, yes. Episode 59, we are talking action figures. Why? It doesn't matter. We're going to do that coming up next.
Okay, guys, I found him. John, what are you doing?
I'm just playing around with some of the features on my editing program.
Look, John, this is a podcast, not a TV show. Why don't you just keep it simple this time?
I keep it simple.
No, you don't. We had a perfectly good show with news, reviews, and a roundtable discussion, and you kept turning it into a circus. The alien attack for a season finale? The live episodes? The musical?
I never got to do the musical.
And you won't either. For the love of God, how many times do you want this show to jump the shark? But keep it simple.
Simple.
Yeah, man, don't mess around with what works.
All right. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Hopeless. Absolutely hopeless.
The Chronic Rift is a podcast based on the popular New York public access television show of the 90s. We deliver news, reviews, and interviews while discussing the latest in science fiction, fantasy, horror, and comic art. For bios, blogs, podcast archive, and general information, visit us on the web at chronicrift.com. The Chronic Rift is a Lucky Shot production.
Hi, this is Martin from the NNL show from GroovyManagers.com, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another inexplicable episode of Chimpokomon.
Hooray!
Hey kids, do you love Chimpokomon?
Yes.
Well, now you can buy your very own. I've got to buy Chimpokomon. I've got to buy it. I've got to buy it. Now you can collect them all. Furry Cat, Donkey Trunk, Pingin, Shoo, Lampor. Collect them all and you can become Royal Crown Chimpoko Master.
Royal Crown Chimpoko Master, holy shit!
All the Chimpoko Man are in stores now.
Chimpokomon is Super You Love Toy number one.
Got to buy it, Chimpokomon!
GRD's Weekly.
Gotta buy them all.
Number like Shoe.
50. Oh, Shoe, dude.
Shoe is a man.
Shoe kicks ass.
Yeah, literally.
Action figures. Now, we got to admit, action figures really only exist for one reason. That's to get kids to buy all the accessories, which is why the cartoons exist, to get us to buy the action figures so we can buy all of the accessories.
Yes.
And action figures part of everybody's life, I do believe. Every kid today, they've got them. But what do they know?
Yeah. Well, back in the day, way, way back in the day, as in like 1964.
Jesus.
Yeah,
okay.
Way, way back in the day.
So you have like the history of action figures?
Yeah, I actually do have some history of action figures. Okay. The first real action figure was the G.I. Joe figure. And back then, get this, it was 11 and a half inches tall.
He was almost one foot tall. Yeah, he was tall, man.
That was huge. And the reason we don't, I'm going to cut some of this stuff out. But reason we don't have action figures that are 11 and a half inches tall is the oil crisis from the 1970s.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah,
petroleum.
They didn't have, like, plastic.
Yeah, yeah. Petroleum-based, because plastics are petroleum-based, and we just couldn't afford to have 11.5-inch action figures anymore. So they cut them down to 3 3/4 inches.
It was like, yeah, all of the action figures used to be taller than that. Like, you know, my Bionic Man, my Steve Austin action figure, he was tall.
Yeah.
Movable joints, movable limbs.
Mm-hmm.
You could look through the back of his head and have your bionic eye.
Yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah. That was the coolest thing.
You old.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
She just slapped the old card on you, man.
What's that about? That's just wrong. That's just wrong. I can't believe you did that.
Let's see. Microman.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Okay, thank you.
Microman, 1971. Ended up becoming the Micronauts. And then
now, the Micronauts, they would make like the great big ones.
Yes.
Like the big ones that you could roll across the floor in a fist. Uh-huh. You could push the button and the fist would go flying and hit somebody.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, they did. I'm telling you.
So that's right, yeah.
Because they made a Godzilla version of that. Oh, wow. I used to have that.
Yeah, I remember the Godzilla one.
The fist would fly, which is weird, but it also on the back of his head had a little lever, so a little tongue flame would stick out. So it was on little wheels. So
it sounds cool. It does.
It was awesome. You have no idea.
Oh, wow. We're just going to have to nod. You're just going to nod until we hit about the...
I said it sounds cool.
She's nodding.
Get me to the 80s.
Hey.
Get me to the 80s.
Remember when we were at the Star Trek exhibit? Uh-huh. And they had, like, you know, the replicas of the old Star Trek action figures? They were the bigger kind with cloth clothing. Yes, they were cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember those coming out. Basically, Mego was the big company up until 1976 when Kenner took over.
Kenner. When they won. When they took
Mego
over the world.
Refused to do the Star Wars episode, the Star Wars action figures. Kenner bought them, took them over, and they've been taking over ever since.
I had a bunch. You know, I had Mego figures when I was a kid. I had them. I had the Spider-Man. I had all these other. I had the Steve Austin. I had blah, blah, blah. But you want to talk about, you know, being crazy and buying stuff?
Mm-hmm.
When my Star Wars figures, oh, my God, everything else was done for a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, at least you didn't have to worry about – did you actually have to deal with the empty box?
The empty box?
The empty box campaign from 1977?
I don't remember what you're talking about.
The empty box campaign is when they couldn't produce enough of the characters, enough of the figures to come out. So in Christmas of 1977, they actually sold you gift certificates.
Oh my God.
For the actual figures that wouldn't come out until March.
Wow. No, I don't. I have no recollection of that at all.
And they actually had a campaign on television going, yes, you can get so all these characters. We'll give you the gift certificates now. You get the empty box for
like
Christmas.
A rain check.
And then you get the characters in 1978.
Well, you know, like really, really little kids get into playing with the box.
Yeah, yeah, those are going, ah, look, there's pictures of Darth Vader on it.
Yeah,
ah.
And then basically you got a card for it.
Wow.
That was, yeah. Between 1977 and 1984, take a guess. How many Star Wars action figures were sold?
28 billion.
A little bit less than that.
No.
I'll say 2.4 million.
300 million.
See?
Wow.
300 million Star Wars action figures were sold between 1977 and 1984.
And that's how Lucas made his money.
Oh, yeah.
Right there. I mean, hey, yeah, I just want all the merchandising rights.
Yeah.
He got all the merchandising rights because the film studio laughed at him. Nowadays,
sure, yeah.
Try that.
Yeah,
I want all the merchandise. Get the hell out of my
You can
office.
Have all the box office. You go get all the merchandising.
Yeah, we got to have our own adventures,
oh,
man.
Yes. Oh, yes. I remember the Death Star and all that kind of fight. We'll talk more.
Had the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. Oh. I know you did.
I wanted the Millennium Falcon. I got the model.
Oh, sorry, dude.
I had to put together the model. Okay, back in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Spawned a bunch of action figure character series, the cartoon series, Masters of the Universe, G.I. Joe, Thundercats, the Power Superpowers Collection.
You know, the He-Man action figures were so flippin' cheap when you really looked at it.
Yeah.
Because they were all the same basic model. It was either a girl version, a guy version, or a beast version, which was just a bigger version of the guy version.
My brother had all of them. He was very much into He-Man.
Now,
it had the same basic musculature.
Have to give them credit. They found other ways. Battle Damage He-Man.
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
There's his armor. Hit the center. Oh, look, there's a dent. Oh, look, there's two dents. And then you can reset it again. But oh my God, look, he's actually fighting and getting hurt in that one spot. In that one spot.
His chest, yeah. Good job there. 1984. Let's see.
When did they start making girl toys? Because
Barbie's been around for a really, really long time. I wasn't really so much into Barbie.
Good for
here
you.
And, there,
and good for all the young ladies out there that don't see Barbie as the pinnacle of
what you should look like.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Barbie has come a long way, though. Like, you know, it was for a very long time the bastion of, like, horrific stereotypes. But they're really trying.
How did that bitch afford a dream house and a dream car working at McDonald's? I never figured that out.
Ken ain't got a penis. Ken ain't got a penis. He's got to do something else with his money.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
He must have been a very talented...
Yes. He's a cunning linguist.
Yeah. But, gosh.
I like the idea of it more than I actually like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I may have had one or two here and there, but I was very much more so into Gem. Definitely big fan of Gem.
Do you have the
Gem
history there?
No, I actually don't have any Gem.
I'm sure it's just a blip on the radar. But to some people, Gem is, and I'll just kind of interject here and then you can keep going on.
Go ahead.
Some people, Gem is like truly, truly outrageous. Because I loved Gem and I, you know, Showtime, Synergy, and just the whole thing, the TV show. I had all of them. I had the Misfits. We used to make little little kid, you know, rock concerts. And I'm not the only one. Some people are crazier into Gem than me.
Okay.
Browsing around from Gem, I found the Gem Con.
GemCon.
Yes.
2009. If you're going to be in the Detroit area, September 26th or 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, somewhere in that area. Yes, it's in Detroit. Magic in Motown, the GemCon.
Because when I think of Detroit,
yeah,
I think of Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there are people all dressed up in the costumes and all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah.
We are the misfits.
Anyway, but that was one of my favorites. And then I don't know if Strawberry Shortcake and the Care Bears and My Little Ponies are really action figures.
See, that's one thing. Girls don't really, or at least then, didn't really get action figures. I mean, for instance, He-Man, they did make She-Ra.
I did have a She-Ra.
So, you know, it's like, hey, here you go, girls. Have some action figures and some other horses to ride around on. And have any time that you can get little girls to buy like battle axes and stuff, I applaud.
Oh, well,
so thank you, She-Ra, for that. But, you know, there wasn't a lot otherwise, you know.
I was into sports and stuff anyway, so I didn't really play with, like, dolls and stuff that much anyway.
They're action figures.
Sure they are.
Yes, they are. Oh, come on. They're action figures.
All right.
1984, Hasbro had the Microchart change line and another line, which they put together and became Transformers.
Yes. Way to bring the Transformers.
That was more than meets the eye.
It was.
Todd McFarlane. I'm going to skip around a little bit. Todd McFarlane toys.
Well, before you do the Todd McFarlane toys, I will have to say a brilliant a marketing move. Voltron.
Yes.
You could buy the people, or you could buy the lines which came with the people, or you could buy the one big set that came with all the lines, all the people, and something extra that you only got in that one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And they oh, my God, and it formed Voltron. It was fantastic. Okay.
Remember when the Constructicons came out? Same thing. Oh, wow. That was the coolest thing.
So, yes, McFarlane Toys.
Like I said, I'm skipping around a little bit. McFarlane Toys. These are more for the adult collector, the action figures. Everybody's seen, if you're a geek, you have seen Todd McFarlane Toys or something.
Have you seen
inspired.
My apartment in there?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Thank you.
They are the more photorealistic. They are very well done. And
blood spattered even.
Yeah.
Hey, my Movie Maniac series are in boxes for two reasons. One, because I do have the Leatherface and everybody, the blood variant ones, because I worked at a comic book shop at the time and tucked those away for me. And two, because I don't take them out of the box because, well, they're a McFarlane toy. They're going to look exactly the same if I take it out of the box.
Yeah, most McFarlane toys don't have the points of articulation.
They are in action figures.
Yes. They're paperweight mode.
They are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really,
gorgeous,
really cool.
Gorgeous.
But you can't really play with them, and that's kind of sad.
And if you did, it'd be like, oh, here I come to murder you. I'm going to kill you now. I
and
mean,
the whole
toots-do
motion we're doing is like we're moving hands side to side.
Yeah, because that's all you do.
I think you can see that,
yeah. You could hear that. I think everyone knows what that is right there.
Okay. The most expensive action figure currently today.
You mean like what, as far as collectible?
Yeah, collectible.
Anakin Skywalker.
Actually, no.
Okay.
It's the original G.I. Joe prototype.
See, I was going to go for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
I was going to go for like the original Barbie, but I don't know that would count.
It's not an action figure at all.
It's not his fault. I mean, ladies got, you know,
you
got the
dolls.
Short end of the stick on
yeah,
this.
Really. If it doesn't have a kung fu grip, it ain't an action figure. So.
Okay, but we've got multiple orgasms, so there.
Where did that
you happen? Win.
That's wildly inappropriate.
Okay, you win. It was sold in the summer of 2003. It was sold for $200,000.
Good God Almighty.
To a collector who has his own museum.
And too much time on his hands.
Well, he has his own museum, so he actually probably gets a little bit of coin from that.
Gets a little bit of the proceeds, t-shirts and concessions.
I have the most expensive G.I. Joe.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that's far as background as action figures are concerned. What action figures did you have?
What was
your best?
Okay. The ones that still stand out, even though they weren't great figures, if we look back on it, but at the time they were the incredibly coolest things ever, the Secret Wars action figures. Did you get the Marvel run of Secret Wars?
I remember seeing them. I didn't have a whole lot of action
figures. That's how I learned as a kid. That's how I learned about the black costume Spider-Man. It was like, oh my, what is this? It was a Spider-Man figure, and then there was the black costume Spider-Man figure. What's going on? They're fighting alien. Oh, I got to go get this at the comic book shop.
Yeah.
So, you know, that had Wolverine. It had a Wolverine with claws that you put on him.
Yes.
Because it took them until the Fox cartoon before anybody figured out really that, oh, yeah, we could put a little spring inside of here and they'd pop out. Those were really cool because you had Dr. Doom, you had Kang, you had, they had a Doc Ock action figure. So he stood up on the little arms. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, those were really cool. But they all were the same basic shape, For the most part.
Yeah.
And didn't have the most articulation. So, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Of course, Star Wars, because I was there at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Those things came out.
The coolest thing back in 1978 was when you had the original Darth Vader and the original Luke Skywalker with the
lightsabers in their hands.
In the arms.
And they
the
would slide out.
And slide out.
They should have figured that out for Wolverine. We already had the technology. We'd already done it before.
We can build them.
Exactly. Make them stronger. You know, Steve Austin, we talked about the Star Trek ones were just really cool because I had the bridge and everything. But, wow. What other one? The G.I. Joe, when they relaunched it in the 80s, had a bunch of those and all the vehicles and stuff for it.
Oh, yeah. I remember those as well. Those were cool because you always end up stepping on the accessories.
True.
Every time I knew my dad was in my room because he either stepped on my Legos or stepped on my G.I. Joe.
And then a barrage of curses soon to follow.
Oh, yeah.
Because barefoot, that would really hurt.
Oh, yes, it would.
Did your brother ever have He-Man attack your My Little Ponies and stuff?
Yeah.
We would do that. You know, these stupid girl toys, blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
A little bit of that, yes.
Because girl toys just didn't seem cool to us at all. I mean, you had, there was a My Little Pony and you would brush its hair. Rocket launcher over here.
Yeah, I'm going to blow
stuff
up.
And a ninja.
Yeah.
You and a tank.
Braid it.
Ooh. Rocket launcher.
Rocket
ninja.
Yeah. Yeah.
Braid a horse's hair.
But it was real hair that you could really braid. I think that.
It had a real rocket launcher. It shot a real missile.
That didn't blow up anything. It was still a toy.
You knocked down the toys. It wasn't real hair. It wasn't going to grow.
It felt real. Okay. I mean, I think that a lot of the, if you even think of dolls, a lot of the things that girls get to play with are more trying to make it realistic. Like, here's a baby that actually blinks or actually pees or actually eats.
Why the hell do I want a toy that pees on me?
Because,
it's you're cute.
Playing.
I'm not talking to you, Vicar. Okay.
You're playing mommy. I mean, you're playing.
Where's the doll that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
I'm sure they probably have them out.
Oh, they have them now.
I don't know. It's just
they do.
I never really was big into dolls. I mean, I'm not. I don't know. I can't really speak to that demographic. But I just, there was a certain. You're using your imagination. You're having the characters do the same kind of things they either did in the show or they did. You know, I played with the Care Bears and did all that kind of stuff, and it was more just like having them and setting them, and they were more like decorations.
Why did Star Trek action figures never catch on after that run in the 70s? The one in the 70s was pretty cool, but every time they tried it after that, collectors bought them.
Yeah.
But you never saw kids running around playing with them. You still to this day see kids playing with Star Wars toys.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I think it was more of an action show anyway. Star Wars was more action involved anyway than most of the action was either Kirk on the planet fighting or the ships.
True.
That's true. And we need to Next Generation and stuff like that. Love those shows though I do. It's not as much of hey, you don't see anybody playing with a Jean-Luc Picard.
It's a real cool. It's
Sitting
a real
back,
cool episode when somebody shoots something.
Look, I just got the Earl Grey tea playset.
Right? No, that just wouldn't happen. Maybe some Klingons, but
They weren't, again, talking about something that wasn't good. My brother had A-Team action figures.
Okay.
They made A-Team action figures. Uh-huh. I don't think they even had any bad guys to go with it. But
no, probably
you just
not.
Put them in the van. Did you buy the van?
I think there was a van that
you
could get.
Oh yeah,
drive
I'm
it around
sure.
town.
Yeah.
And
see, they, for kids, they sold us a bunch of cars because we all had to buy our General Lee. We all had to buy the Knight Rider.
Uh huh.
Yeah, my brother had tons of cars.
I had the Mask.
I had Mask
was the coolest thing back then. I loved Mask because the action figure was actually smaller than the G.I. Joes.
They were. They had to be because they had to fit in the vehicles.
Exactly. And the vehicles were just cool.
You basically kept the action figures. You would play with the action figures like this. Oh, look, there go the bad guys. We have to go stop them and put them into the vehicles. You hardly ever had them out of the vehicles.
Well, you put the mask on them and then went, we have to, and then you put the mask on them and then you put them in the action vehicle and then shot them off or whatever.
Now, there were some, for the real Ghostbusters, they had some real Ghostbuster action figures that were kind of cool.
Never saw those.
Okay. And some other ones that, people may not remember at all, but when the Tron action figures came out, they just looked so much different than every other action figure that was out there because they were in the same little suits that with the glowy thing, and you could buy the light cycle and put them in, and you even, it had the rev where you could, the plastic ripcord, boom, and set it down, and it would take off. It was like, oh, yeah, that's all. It didn't leave the wall behind it.
Of course not. Yeah, that'd be even cooler.
In fact, your parents take you to you'd go to the store and we would run to the toys and you would look to see what was new because there weren't all these magazines and stuff. And look, here was Clash of the Titan action figures.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah. Who's
look
the new
at
He-Man character?
It's
Many faces, you know.
Many faces. That was dope. But that's a real one.
Well, speaking of faces, and so you sort of said it didn't really look like them at all. The evolution of action figures as far as really looking like the people, especially when they're based on a movie or something like that, how almost creepy it is now that it looks almost exactly like them in the face.
Well, specifically like the Todd McFarlane, the Lost series.
I was exactly going to bring that up.
Right there was just, they looked exactly like they were sitting there.
Hurley looks like Hurley. I mean, really looks like him.
Charlie's got the pockmarks from the heroin.
It's amazing. I mean, because back in the day, did the Star Wars, did Luke Skywalker actually look like Mark Hamill?
No, he was really. Just his face and blonde thing.
No, yeah, not really. Yeah. So
Darth Vader didn't quite look. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, and you had to get the three different versions of Darth Vader that throughout the years, because if you had one, you always
had to get the new. Sorry. I've been putting in country music at this system.
I'm so sorry.
Kenny Rogers today, specifically, I did that song. So
wow, sorry. When the helmet came off, and this one with the
Dream
new different
bound
lightsaber.
Nowhere. Yeah. Sorry. No, go ahead.
You're bucking for the new belt buckle title.
Oh, dude, that's wrong.
But if he actually had to do any work with... Okay, never mind.
Yeah, keep going.
And a lot of the characters had different variants to them. Batman, huge example. When did Batman ever have an Arctic suit? When did he ever have a neon suit? When did he ever, you know... They always put out a new Batman, or, you know, every time a new Batman line came out, they always had like five different variants.
They did have
of
these
him.
Weird suits that made no sense.
Exactly.
And try to sell more stuff.
The camouflage Batman for jungle action.
Yeah. Okay. He's in Gotham?
Batman Predator. No, Batman Alien, he was in the jungle. Batman Predator came to him.
Well, question for you guys, it kind of made me think of this.
Yes.
I know you said something about attacking the girl toys. Did you cross over your own toys? Like, would you have had, like, camouflage Batman working with, like, the G.I. Joes on a jungle mission? Like, did you ever cross over your toys?
Oh, yeah, I made some interesting movies.
Some
Transformers versus, you know, G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, we did that a long time ago. Transformers versus G.I. Joe was just effing awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. You know, and GoBots. GoBots. Let them sweep up. They're
the
cute.
Bitches.
Yeah. You know, you definitely had to have some, take the G.I. Joe guys on the Hoth playset. That's a whole new element for them. That's a whole new thing. Collapsible bridge. They don't see that coming. A Wampa. They're like, what the hell's that? You know.
Shoot it.
But no, you would definitely do all kinds of crazy things like that because we're weird.
That would seem natural.
So
you run
time.
Out of ideas.
Yeah, there's only so much time. So many times you can play with the same action figure and then go, okay, what now? What do we do now? Well, either he can have R&R with a Barbie, or we can go blow up something else.
I'd like to throw out some congratulations for figures now that are kind of cool. The Jay and Silent Bob action figures were quite fun.
I never got to play with them, but
You have the Silent Bob one, right? Or no, you have.
Oh, the one you're thinking of right now that I have is the Kevin Smith Clerks 2 one that's autographed.
Right.
With him wearing the Pillow Pants for Life shirt on it. So.
Nice.
My Jay and Silent Bob figures, they kind of, in a move a long time ago, bad things. We don't want to talk about it, but they were awesome. They talked. Silent Bob's, when you push the button for his to talk, it said nothing.
I was going to say, it's like, did it say anything?
The one with Jay came with Walt Flanagan's dog.
Wow. Did it say Snoochie Boochies?
You know, I think it did. I really want to say it did. Insane. But now, you know, you get action figures of just about anything nowadays.
Yeah.
Video game lines, everything. Anything that could possibly make a buck that someone could get, they make one for now.
And that's when you know you've, like, made it, right? If you get an action figure made out of you. Yeah. Could you imagine how surreal that would be? Especially these ones that look so lifelike, to be like, yo, that's supposed to be me.
Look, that's me. That's awesome. And
even the wrestlers have action figures.
So I was going to say the wrestling toys.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if Glenn had
a Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Well, you had to have some because, you know, they had the ring and you could boom and you could wrestle.
Yes.
Crazy.
Exactly. And all the best matches that you ever wanted to see, because if you had back in the day, you know, back in the early 80s, you had the Hulk Hogan and the Ric Flair, you always got that fight that you never get to see.
That's true.
Until later on.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Someone had to be. Do you have any other thing from the female perspective over there? Because
no.
I've been sitting here this whole time desperately trying to think of something else, and I'm sure there was because... They always had, like, a toy for the girls in other lines. You know, like, before they had She-Ra, He-Man had Teela, who was, you know, the warrior, the guard. You know, she was a badass. The Silverhawks had a couple of ladies in there. The Thundercats, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Thundercats, yeah.
Thundercats kind of appealed to
the ladies. The one that my brother had, and I definitely, you know, played Thundercats with him.
Like, yeah! You were Panther Lady. Thank you. I was like, what the hell's her name? I could not think of it.
Then I had other. I had like a Kermit and I had like a E.T. I don't know that they were really action figures because they were like, I was more into like stuffed animals, stuff that was soft. I don't know.
What? A girl in the stuffed animals?
No.
Whatever.
You're just pretending to make these things.
No, but girls and boys are just interested in different things, especially kids. You know, I'm not saying gender stereotypes and lock them into those kinds of things. I had some things that certainly were not traditionally girl things, and I don't think you should paint a girl's room pink. And a, you know, I mean, I'm not
Thank
saying
you.
Fit into all Good. Of those things, but at the same time, it's just you're just generally going to be interested in different things.
And okay, calm down.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's the stereotype that you generally most people buy into. They want the kids, you know. They want the boys to be manly. Here's the G.I. Joe. Don't play with the Barbie.
You don't
want to
get
G.I.
gay.
Joe. Yeah. Okay. Don't be gay, Sparky. Don't be gay.
I'm sorry, because this kind of ties in. You know, X-Men have had a bunch of action figures. You know, Cyclops is one of those as well. Do you know that Cyclops is in Sex Drive?
Not Cyclops. James, the actor that plays Cyclops.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Sex Drive.
So Cyclops is in Sex Drive. And he steals everything that he's in. He is the Chet from Weird Science of this movie. So.
Okay.
So yeah.
And okay. Yeah. All
don't
right,
don't want to get the gay. Don't want to get the gay. Sorry. So yes, tons of action figures. There's a million that we forgot. Did we talk Micronauts at all? I don't even remember. We did. We talked
briefly,
Micronauts
yeah.
for a moment. We didn't any of the Sid and Marty Krofft action figure line. Crazy. Oh. Crazy amount of things
out there. But you
know
what? If we forgot it, we have two ways to get a hold of us.
There are.
You also do the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
If you want to tell us about Street Sharks that way, sure.
Yeah. And if you always have the voicemail line.
True.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
What's that now?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
And one more time.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
So
best part of the show.
Tell us all about those. Well, right now, someone's going to enjoy this part of the show because it's time to announce our winner. We used to have a sounder for that. I swear.
It got lost in a movie.
So before we announce the winner for the listeners' contest, the person who wins our Cthulhu, My Little Cthulhu, a toy for their toy pitch, we can announce, even though you can see it on the forums at geekradiodaily.com. When we had our show last time, we pitched Operation, the movie, Yo-Yo, and Mask. And the winner by a very small margin was...
Not me.
Mask.
Yay!
So that is the movie that you geeks out there wanted to see made from our toy movie pitches. So Billy Flynn gets the bragging rights. I think maybe it was just because you thought it out really well and just made a really good
maybe.
Case
Well, you know,
for
I actually forgot. I know the voting on that ended, yesterday?
Uh-huh.
The voting on that ended yesterday. I forgot I did want to go in. I was actually going to vote for you because the more I thought about your pitch there... You actually have someone, I forget who it was that said it, but they're totally right. You have the best chance of actually having it made.
Yes.
So in that aspect...
I don't know that I'd want to go see it, but
well,
it could get made.
But it'd be a summer movie.
It would be.
And, you know, it's not too late for Chris Brown to have a song for it.
So now we
Welcome
have the,
back, Chris.
The winner. We'd need to wait a little while. It'd have to be next summer with this whole, with his
True.
Whole sentence.
He's a little busy right now.
Right, he's a little bit busy. Exactly.
Yeah, he was sentenced to 5 hours of partying, according to all the tabloids that I saw.
He's got 52 weeks of anger management or something like that.
Yeah. Well, good for him. You know, fine.
So
you're going to be fine,
Billy
Chris.
Billy Flynn was the winner of that contest, and then we had a listener contest. You submit your best toy movie pitch.
So we had
this
quite,
was our winner.
Quite a few entries, and I'll in fact, should I very quickly? I would like to mention a couple of things from
honorable mention
from other folks that threw one. Kathy threw us a pitch where she had the thing. She's like, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of my toys came from yard sales. Which, yeah, is a lot of times you would pick up some of these weird toys.
So you have a ton of just random toys.
And it's like, you know, you wouldn't, if you didn't get there early in the morning, all the good stuff was gone. So she had a bunch of not the best figures. She had one massive toy brawl of all kinds of toys fighting each other.
Yeah.
Led by
Smash Brothers of toys.
Led by, I believe it was Dark Teddy Ruxpin was leading the bad guys.
Yes.
And it actually got Superman to fight on his side, as Batman found out while, on a mission for Princess Leia. It's a brilliantly, brilliantly written thing that I'm going to have to
post
it somewhere.
On the forums because it was really just good.
It is fantastic. So, Kathy, I really did love that. It was quite cool. Sherry sent us the idea for Calvin Ball. Calvin Ball, the movie.
Calvin and Hobbes.
From Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, God.
So, she explained, Calvin Ball was a game where the rules were constantly made up as you went along, so it's not something anyone ever actually had, but she had Ryan Stiles as Calvin and Colin Mochrie also as Calvin, because it was more of an improv thing. And I mentioned that as well, because Sherry, like you, I cut my teeth on the British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway, back in college, waiting for Are You Being Served to come on afterwards. So all the names you throw out, Tony Slattery, all of them.
Oh, he was so funny, yeah.
Love each and every one of them. So thank you for that little trip down memory lane there. But the winner the winner, and here we go. Drum roll. Well, I was going to give you the pitch.
Oh, okay.
Ready? So,
go ahead.
In an orphanage, four teenagers just want to be able to enjoy their lives, but the man who runs the orphanage has other ideas. They try to roam the halls, but when they're found out, they get sent back to their rooms. Starring Zac Efron, Miley Cyrus, Dakota Fanning, and Kristen Stewart as the annoying teenagers, together, can they escape the evil clutches of Marlon Wayans as Pop-O-Matic, the blockbuster event of the year based on the popular board game, It's Headache, the movie! That is flipping. By the way, while searching for the name of the chick from Twilight on IMDb, my phone tried to protect me by shutting down while searching for Twilight. It must have been so bad, even if even technology wants to prevent me from seeing it. So until Mr. Flynn joins Team Edward and buys himself a sparkly sex toy, make mine GRD. That's from Grin Gay right there to Forbes.
Hey, Grin Gay, good job.
Oh, dude.
I'd like to see that movie.
Marlon Wayans as Pop-O-Matic. Yo, Papa, what's up, Pop-O-Matic? Someone would make that. Someone would make that.
Somebody's going to make that.
That is effing brilliant.
We'll see that next year. Somebody's getting sued.
So be on the lookout. Flinchers should be sending you something, getting some information, so we can send you your My Little Cthulhu, the John Kovalik My Little Cthulhu, still in a box, never been touched by human hands. In fact, it was put into a box by a Cthulhu.
Oh, by Cthulhu.
Oh, yeah.
How about a Cthulhu robot?
Little piece of itself off of the... Ooh, we don't want to talk about
gross.
That. So, So, yeah, so thank you to everyone that did enter. We had quite a few entries. People, I didn't realize how much people really loved Silverhawks. We had quite a few people suggesting
really?
Silverhawks. Yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting
it.
Thundercats, I thought someone was going to do, but I didn't see one of those whatsoever.
There's
so thank you.
There's talks of a gem movie at some point, too. So.
That would be truly, truly
disgusting.
Outrageous.
Painful.
That's the wrong button.
Is it?
That's the right button.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. GRD Sweekly, thank you so much for stopping by. We've put another one in the can, so to speak. Not that kind of can. Please drop by iTunes, write a review while you're there, subscribe, drop by Twitter, and start following Geek Radio Daily. That's all one word, because you're going to need that so you can help us out when we do the show from DragonCon.
Go to cafepress.com, and you can get all kinds of Geek Radio Daily gear.
Buy some panties that we can autograph while you're wearing them.
Please.
This offer does not apply to Jabba. And again, send a message to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar the Bruce, or Flintstress, all at geekradiodaily.com, or voicemail
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Who's that now? What's that?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more for science.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Good night.
I can't tell if this is boring or awesome.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, that blew ropey goat chunks now, didn't it?
No point in hanging around this stuff any longer.
Hey, kids, do you like Jim Pokemon?
Yeah!
Then you're gonna love Alabama Man!
Alabama Man! He's quick, he's strong, he's active!
You can take Alabama Man to the bowling alley where he drinks heavily and chews tobacco!
Wow! He can bowl!
He can bowl, he can drink, he can drink some more! Alabama Man!
When wife asks him where he's been, just use the action button and Alabama Man busts her lip open!
Shut up, bitch! Wow! Just like Alabama Man.
Alabama Man comes with everything you see here, wife, sold separately.
I thought I told you to shut up.
Not all people from Alabama are white beaters.